Father, we thank you this morning for your word. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for the power that is in your word. Thank you for the grace and mercy that is upon our lives. Lord, we worship you for the access that you have given unto us. Lord, we honor you. We cannot but to praise your name. You are good. You are kind. Thank you, Father. You are worthy, O Lord. We exalt you. Thank you, righteous Lord. Thank you for your mercy, for the love that you have shown unto us. We cannot but to say thank you, Lord. We lay it to heart to say thank you for your mercy, for your grace, for all that you have done for us, Lord. We bow down and we worship you. We exalt you, O Lord. Thank you for your greatness. Thank you for your mercy over us. We worship you. And Lord, this day we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Wednesday, the 22nd of April, 2026. I want you to thank the Lord for his mercy. Honor him for his good, his kind, and his mercy endures forevermore. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning your day, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. I declare by the word of the Lord, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the life of God is transmitted into my life. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord today and I declare that I have passed from death to life. In the name of Jesus, I am not a continuation of failure. Today is not a continuation of the failure of yesterday. This day is redeemed by the blood of Jesus. For the mercy of the Lord speak concerning my life today. For the grace of God is made available unto me. In the name of Jesus, this day you are not an expression of evil. You are not an expression of sickness. You are not an expression of infirmity. In the name of Jesus, this day you are a day that the Lord has made for me. I stand upon his word and I rejoice in this day that he has made for me. In the name of Jesus. Oh, for I am the land that the Lord takes care of. The eyes of the Lord is upon me from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. The mercy of the Lord is made available unto me. The grace of God is upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I am planted in the court of the Lord. I am watered from the flow from his presence. In the name of Jesus, his grace is multiplied upon me. In the name of Jesus, I stand upon his word. In blessing, I am blessed from his presence. In the name of Jesus, for the Lord anoints my head with oil and my cup runs over. And I declare that surely his goodness and his mercy are my possession this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare the preservation of the Lord upon my day. I am preserved from all evil. In the name of Jesus, this day and for the rest of my days, I enjoy angelic assistance. For he has declared over me, he will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They will bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against the stone. The blessings of the Lord is my portion. The grace of God is upon me. I am blessed of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, people will look at me. Nations will look at me and call me blessed. In the name of Jesus, this day I walk in the favor of the Lord. This day I am truly blessed by his word. I am blessed by his grace. In the name of Jesus, the hand of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is upon my life. I am blessed of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, my going out and my coming in is blessed. In the name of Jesus, as I go out today, I go in blessing. In the name of Jesus, oh, my going out, I'm coming back with testimony. The Lord bless me as I stretch forth my hand unto the Lord. It is the Lord God that teaches my hand to make profit. I make profits today in the name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke the spirit of error around me. A spirit of perversion will not set into me in the name of Jesus. I speak to you this day. I am blessed in you. Oh, I am blessed truly of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Nation calls me blessed in the name of Jesus. Oh, the Lord plant my feet upon a solid ground in the name of Jesus. I declare that the Lord will not shut me up into the hands of the enemy in the name of Jesus. But the Lord has moved me to a place of grace, in the place where the space is large, in a large space of glory. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, no evil will befall me, neither will any plague come near my dwelling. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want to remind you of our program that will be coming up on Thursday, next week Thursday, by the grace of God, 30th of April, 2026, by 12 noon on the dot. The program is going to start at our place of fellowship, Oluwadamilare Garden, beside National Open University, that is behind Tafo Arena at Ijokudo Junction, Songo Elele Road in Ibadan. Here, by the grace of God, you'll be available to enjoy the mercy of the Lord, to enjoy and to receive grace from His presence that day. It is well with you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Today, by the grace of God, we are going to continue from where we stopped yesterday on the word as a weapon. So see this as the second part of the word that we began yesterday. Of course, our anchor scripture is from the book of John chapter 8 verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And we read as well from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, we read verse 3 to verse 6. But of important note that I called out for you yesterday is that verse 5. Verse 4 says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now verse 5, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. That was one of the scripture we read yesterday. The scripture described the word of the Lord as a sword of the Spirit. Look at the book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The scripture described the sword of the Spirit as the word of God, the sword. And when you are holding a sword, the sword is meant for both offensive and for you to defend yourself. In continuation of what we began speaking about yesterday, the word of God as a weapon for you in this time. Paul described the word of God as the sword of the Spirit. The sword is a formidable ingredient that a soldier must have with him. Of course, in the battle in those days, the sword is a formidable ingredient, an instrument that a soldier must not forget to hold with himself. Now, if you now go to the book of Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, the scripture spoke about this sword we are talking about and the word of the Lord. Now, the word is now even sharper than any sword, any two-edged sword. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God is both a shield and a sword, defending against the deception of the devil, and also cutting down every plans of the enemy against your life, pulling down their strongholds. Proverbs chapter 30 verse 5, every word of God is pure. He is a shield to them that put their trust in Him. The word of God is a shield unto you. If you look at the time of Jesus while He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, one important ingredient, one weapon that the Lord used, that our Lord Jesus used in firing back and to silence the devil, to frustrate the devil away from Him, was the word of God. Jesus overcame the devil's temptation, overcame the battle with the word. What did He say? It is written. He spoke the word. He spoke the scripture. Now, beloved, I want you to understand that for you to have access to life, you need to stand on the word of the Lord. For you to be able to stand and fight against the battle that is in this season, you need to stand on the word of God. You tap into endless life, access to grace, access to life, access to blessing, access to purpose through the word of the Lord, through your reading, studying, meditating on the word of the Lord. You tap into the supernatural power. You tap into the knowledge of God through the scripture. Stand on the word of the Lord. See the word as a weapon that you need to use in this season. The word of God for you is not just to inform. The word is not just for an information. The word is not just for you to gather this one and gather that one. It's not just for you to be informed and to be transformed alone. See the word as a weapon. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4, I told you before, the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. You need to stand on the word of the Lord and speak. Oh, of course, you have seen from the word that the blessings of the Lord is pronounced upon you. Of course, you have seen on the word that by his stripes you are made whole. But you need to arise and stand on the word and speak the word. You don't just recite the promises of the scripture for you only. You stand in faith and carry the word as a weapon. Stand on the word of the Lord and affirm the promises of God for your life. The word of God in your hand is an invisible supernatural weapon of warfare. It is strong enough to break down every stronghold of the devil, to break down every limitation that is across your way, for you to arise and declare the word of the Lord upon your life. Stop the siege of the enemy surrounding you. Break down the plans of the enemy, the coming together of the evil one. Stand upon the word of the Lord. When you discover that there is a conspiracy coming together against you, pick the word of the Lord. The scripture says, surely they will gather, but not by me. Surely they will come together, but their coming together will not stand. Declare the word of the Lord. Whosoever that rise up against me will fall for my sake. Stand upon the word of the Lord. His word that has spoken concerning you. Any weapon that is formed against you will not prosper. It will not stand. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you stand and condemn them. Beloved, I want you to understand that the devil will try to change your narrative. It is you that you will arise with the word of God for you and affirm your victory by his word. It is you that you will arise and affirm that word that the Lord has spoken concerning you. The word of God is powerful, far beyond what you can imagine. I'm not just talking about the paper and the ink that is in your hand, but I'm talking about the breath of God, the very God that is printed within the pages of the scripture that you carry around. I told you some days past, I think in the few days of we entering to this month, that the word of God is more than ink and paper, that it is the living, breathing word of God that is within the pages that you carry around. That word that you carry around carries the answer to every question that is troubling your life. You want to affirm the prophecy that has gone or ahead of you. You want to see the manifestations of the blessings of God upon you. Dearly beloved, I want to encourage you, stand, carry the word of the Lord. Carry the word of the Lord in your hand and speak the word. Speak the word. Don't just recite it silently. Carry the word. Speak it out. The Lord has said concerning me that blessed am I when I go out, and I am blessed when I come in. The Lord has said concerning me that no weapon that fashioned against me shall prosper. The Lord has said concerning me, his hand is upon me. The Lord has said concerning me, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. The Lord has said concerning me that by the stripes of the Lord Jesus, by his stripes, I am made whole. Stand and declare the word. Carry the word of God and speak the word over your situation. Declare the word. If the enemy is threatening your life with death, speak the word. For I have passed from death to life by the redemption that is in the blood of Jesus. I am seated with the Lord Jesus in the heavenly places. My seat is not in the corner of sickness, not in the corners of death, but I am seated with the Lord Jesus in the heavenly places. And he that seated in the heavens with the Lord laughs over the plans of the enemy. Arise today, speak the word. Use the word as a weapon. The hand of the Lord is upon you. The mercy of the Lord is upon you as you go today in the name of Jesus. May the Lord bless his word upon your heart today in Jesus' name. I bless you with the word of the Lord. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. The gracious hand of the Lord be upon your life in Jesus' name. The Lord grant you peace beyond human understanding in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.